नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो एक्चुअली वेंट थ्रू द रेस्ट ऑफ द वर्सेस, छोटा छोटा है, एक एक दिन में खत्म होने वाला है। 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, दिस इज ओनली फेयरली लॉन्ग कमेंट्री है, इसके बाद भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज की कमेंट्री नहीं है। दिस इज द लास्ट वर्स ही कमेंट्स, ऑब्स्टेकल्स तक ही वो कमेंट करते हैं, उसके बाद 8 का है, 8 में है, अब फिर 8 ही है। 9, 10, 11, 12 में सब छोटा छोटा है, 9, 10, 11, 12 एंड ऑल वन डे में खत्म हो जाएगा।
राधा प्रमोद तो मायापुर गए थे, मेनली वो भक्ति विज्ञान महाराज को बिस्ट ऑब्स्टेकल्स इन अ लाइफ ऑफ अ साधक, तीन चार लेक्चर अटेंड करने के लिए।
अच्छा,
तो उन्होंने लिंक भेजा, बोले बहुत हेवी है, तीन चार क्लास करी है। अभी मायापुर में गौरबनी गौरबनी में पहले।
ओके सो
सब
सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द सेवेंथ वर्स ऑफ मनस शिक्षा। वी डिस्कस फ्रॉम द कमेंट्री ऑफ शिवराम स्वामी महाराज यस्टरडे, सो टुडे वी विल डिस्कस फ्रॉम सचिनंदन स्वामी महाराज एंड होपफुली वी कैन स्टार्ट भक्ति विज्ञान महाराज कमेंट्री ऑल्सो। सो विल चैंट द वर्स। प्रतिष्ठाशा दृष्टा स्वपचरमणि मे हृदि नटे कथं साधु प्रेम स्पृशति श्रुतिरेतं ननु मनः सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामन्तमतुलम् यता तां निष्कास्य त्वरितमिह तं वेशयति सः। So, here Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is indicating that the desire for prestige is the root cause for all the other obstacles. And he is comparing the desire for prestige as a unchaste chandala woman who dances in the heart. And as long as she is present, the sadhu prema, which is the one's attraction, one's love for a sadhu, or the sadhu's love for oneself, or the sadhu's love for Krishna, we cannot come in touch with any of these three as long as the desire for prestige is there within the heart. So, the only solution that he suggests is sadatvam sevasva prabhudayitam prabhudayita samantam atulam. Therefore, one should always serve the incomparable beloved devotee commander of Krishna's army. So, this service attitude, serving the Vaishnavas, exalted Vaishnavas, is the only solution for overcoming this desire for prestige. So, we will today discuss from Sachinandan Swami Maharaj commentary. आगे का वर्सेस का एक-एक पैराग्राफ का कमेंट्री है। One paragraph, शिवराम महाराज, one paragraph Sachinandan Maharaj उतना ही है। उतना exalted भी, ये उतना esoteric कुछ भी नहीं है actually आगे।
हमारा just आदरणीय का glory।
Sachinandan Maharaj writes, we find it so difficult to renounce the desire for distinction. 453. Never touch this tool-like desire if you want to develop love for Krishna. It may seem strange that this desire for name, fame and glory is the root of all problems. We may feel that some self-esteem needs to be there. Otherwise, we may feel depressed and insecure, and the world will trample on us. But this self-centered desire is a big problem. From the desire, I must be glorified and not Krishna, arises envy, an aggressive mentality, and an inclination to criticize. The moment we don't surrender to Krishna, having a my way style of thought, we will become envious of others, we will be violent, aggressive, and we will criticize. So many anarthas come from this. Raghunath Das Goswami uses the example of an outcast woman who lives by selling her body and devours dog meat. This woman is shamelessly dancing in our hearts. The desire for fame supersedes all other desires. People can be manipulated even out of their money if you flatter them for fame. If this desire for fame is allowed to stay in our hearts, she will not stay alone. She will invite envy. The desire for fame will always be united with envy, and they will mate and produce children of aggressiveness and criticism. When they dance in our hearts, they will start a dance of destruction and destroy all our Vaishnava qualities. Especially in this age of social media, it's very, very easy to fall trap to limelight. You can get like this. But in traditional ages, if you don't have substance, if you don't write substance, no one will take it seriously. Aajkal ka level mein, you don't need to have any substance because neither do other people have. And whatever you speak, you know, you have a means of publishing. This is easy. It does not cost anything actually to publish. And everyone is sitting there on the internet only. So, it is extremely addictive. Especially with the coming of social media, internet usage has increased thousands and thousands of times actually. People are always sitting because they will get someone to appreciate them. I mean, actually no one appreciates. Ek likes press karne mein kitna time jata hai. You don't lose anything actually. Tung, and then they keep checking how many likes, how many likes, how many likes, how many likes, like that.
In their caring for satisfaction and appreciation, which makes go on there and like that.
Yeah.
And
that is the, because people want the easy way out. They don't want to work for it. Because investing in relationships is the difficult part. The easiest part is to get these kind of second-hand pleasure. Whereas if you invest in a relationship, it is not easy, especially in this distracted age. It is more easy to earn admiration, but to earn true affection takes a lot of effort actually. So, time is limited. So we have to decide whether we want to earn admiration or we want to earn true Vaishnava relationships. Because time is limited time. What we want to learn is in our hands. So, admiration lasts only till we look good in their eyes. The moment that is gone, the admiration turns into severe criticism. But relationship is not like that. Relationship stays whether you perform or not perform. Your parents will not abandon you, whatever you may do. But admiration is not like that. So, therefore, if there is something that is valuable to earn, something that is worth investing our time, it is worth investing our time in earning genuine Vaishnava relationships. But if we use that time, especially in this age of social media, to earn admiration, then we are wasting that time. Because the person who is admiring you does not even know you. And he does not even care about you. And it is only your illusion that you think that the person is admiring you.
Virtual.
It is just virtual.
Virtual.
Virtual but extremely addictive. So, if we can curb that urge and invest in actually developing long-lasting, deep Vaishnava relationships centered around Krishna, then you have earned something valuable. You have earned something really valuable. And that will not depend on whether you perform or not perform. But only a deep person will go in that path. Shallow people will succumb. Because no one wants to work hard. Everyone wants things easy. And because the whole world is running in that direction, it is very difficult to resist the temptation. So therefore, if at all there is something worth earning in a sadhaka's life, it is worth earning the heart of one Vaishnava by serving and by investing and by sacrifice. That is worth, and that will stay for life. Rest will all is shanabangure, fleeting. So therefore, this we can, because we have stayed sufficiently away from our family members, it is very difficult to realize this. Because in one sense, we are living in a fleeting world of superficial pleasures. But if you remember the kind of satisfaction that one would get in the association of loving relatives, those who genuinely care for you, then we have to understand what is that kind of experience that we get from that. That is not dependent on your dress. Aaj saffron, kal white, kuch farak nahi padta hai. If we have to earn something, we have to earn that kind of relationship. Otherwise, we have not earned anything actually. We have not earned anything. So therefore, the choice is ours. And this is, if Raghunath Das Goswami is writing it in the 7th verse, it means it must be the most formidable obstacle. But it is an obstacle. And if we realize it, then we will invest our time. क्योंकि हमारे पास इतना ही पैसा है, इधर इसको किधर इन्वेस्ट करें? देयर इज लिमिटेड मनी. So you have to invest it where it will give sure shot returns. Otherwise, time that is gone is gone. And all that at within a minute, one mistake, and that whole admiration comes down, crashes down actually. But your relationship that you have earned, aap kuch galti karega to bhi, even if you make a mistake, severe mistake, that relationship will come for protecting you. All the admirers will trample upon you. So, therefore, but still, even though we know, but it is natural human tendency. Even though if we know that rice, grains and vegetables are nourishing, but still, sharab ka nasha jaise kichta hai, waisa grains and vegetables kichega nahi. But nourishing, nourishment kya deta hai? You can't survive on liquor. For survival one needs rice dal chapati chahiye, survival ke liye. So therefore, it is important where we want to invest our limited available time. One good relationship you earn, you are successful. One good, solid, deep, Krishna conscious Vaishnava relationship, that is valuable. The rest all is kshanabhangur. It takes just 1 minute. One shade of your dress change color is all it takes. In a moment, everything is lost. All the time you have invested is of no use actually. So therefore, this is something that we have to think, you know, where do we want to invest our time? What is worth earning? So, Raghunath Das Goswami uses the example of an outcast woman who lives by selling her body and devours dog meat. This woman is shamelessly dancing in our hearts. The desire for fame supersedes all other desires. People can be manipulated even out of their money if you flatter them for fame. If this desire for fame is allowed to stay in our hearts, she will not stay alone. She will invite envy. The desire for fame will always be united with envy, and they will mate and produce children of aggressiveness and criticism. When they dance in our hearts, they will start a dance of destruction and destroy all our Vaishnava qualities.
When it comes to relationships, like in the family, there is affection and bondage. And that's why they are united in all situations. And this, you know, the center, of course, is not Krishna sometimes, even outside or whatever it is. But in Vaishnava community, although center should be in Krishna, but that kind of, you know, bondage and affection is very difficult. Because I have observed this. I happened to go for an invitation in Barsana, gone there, and had gone for a satsang. Only Vaishnavas were there. And my goodness, I have never had any experience like this in my life. The way they treated each other, the way they served prasadam, the way they had and the way they treated each other, I have never seen anything like this in my life. So I was really moved when I saw that, how they dealt with each other. So that kind of, you know, thing.
Who were they? Matlab family members?
No, they were all
Vaishnavas.
Local Badrasis. They were Vaishnavas. You can see this kind of affection within the family, where there is affection based on the body and there is strong bonding and relationship. But that you cannot see in the Vaishnava, although the center is Krishna. There the center is their own sense gratification or whatever it is, or the family members.
But here, although center is Krishna, but that kind of deep, strong affection and bonding is difficult. You see, what is the reason?
Because blood is stronger than, thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. So, all said and done, you know, there is a potency of that being a blood relative. So, but having said that, we have to understand that the need here. We have to hear and discuss and reflect and observe, you know, what exactly is valuable. So, when we understand that if I have to feel this as home, if I have to feel a sense of belonging here, we don't feel a sense of belonging to, there is a minimal sense of belonging to place, but the sense of belonging primarily comes with people. If all the family members move to a different house, then you will naturally move there, even though there may be some attachment to the previous house. But the primary sense of belonging comes from relationships with people and not attachment to place. So if there is no strong attachment to people, then it is not sustainable. That person will not stay in that place for long, because there won't be a sense of belonging. So, therefore, it is... Kya kya? Kya kya? Bata, bata, bata.
Photo nikal raha tha, magar aaya nahi.
So, the sense of belonging comes from people relationships. So, and everyone, and the lack of the sense of belonging is the reason why we run here and there. We run here and there, try various things, because there is a lack of a sense of belonging. But when that lack of sense of belonging is there, then you take shelter there. At home, you don't try to prove to anyone else anything. Why? Because there is the satisfaction of affection. But when the satisfaction of affection is not there, then it manifests in the form of wanting to prove ourselves, wanting to
promote
ourselves, fame. At home, your mother calls you an idiot, buddhu, anything. कुछ भी नहीं होता है आपको. बाहर में एक जन आपको थोड़ा भी कम रेस्पेक्ट दे दिया, देन इट अफेक्ट्स. सी, वी ऑल नो, जस्ट दैट वी हैव टू सिट एन इंट्रोस्पेक्ट, दैट लव इज डेफिनेटली अ मच मोर पावरफुल फोर्स, नरिशिंग फोर्स. बट फॉर दैट, बट वी ऑल्सो हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट फेम, even though not nourishing at all, has the effect of intoxication. So therefore, we have to understand for what it is, the nature of both fame and love and affection. So that which is nourishing, we have to invest time in earning that. And that which is intoxicating, you have to stay away. So, one may say that, a sense of accomplishment milta hai. It is true, but to a minimal level it is needed, but not at the cost of earning relationships. It is not worth it. Like to some extent, vinegar or something may be needed in a particular item, but you can't have just drink only vinegar, you will get intoxicated. So, to some extent, we all need a sense of accomplishment, but the real accomplishment is to earn a sincere relationship with the Vaishnava. So, that is worth it. Rest is all.
Sense of accomplishment that need is because of lack of fulfillment or lack of experience in life, you can say that. That's why that.
Maybe if that is too much bothering, it may be due to that. Mm. See, lack of a sense of accomplishment is also needed. Mm. A person cannot sit at home 24 hours. Mm. That is also.
But this should be secondary. That should
so,
be primary.
But the primary thing is what? The thing is, family mein automatically ho jata hai. But ashram mein automatically hota nahi hai. You don't invest, nothing will come your way. Because everyone is self-centered. Everyone has their own agenda. And no one is convinced of this fact. Absolutely no one is convinced. So, it is just a question of time, one person will fall. The sooner they realize, the better it is. A sense of belonging is what you need to earn. You choose where you want to belong. There you develop the sense of belonging. But where you have the sense of belonging, where you feel at home, that's where you will stay. So what is valuable, we have to see actually. So, and who?
Swatasamy Maharaj. When the wife out of affection, out of affection she tells the husband, I belong to you. That's sufficient for the husband throughout to be born in that relationship.
Yeah.
He is completely, you know.
Yeah.
That is powerful. It is. And that's why when we also say that, this is very powerful.
And one may say, this kind of an emotional bonding is not appropriate for someone who has to stay in Brahmachari Ashram. That is not right. Because the greatest of renunciants have expressed a deep sense of separation from their friends. Narottam Das Thakur in many of his bhajans has expressed that the deep longing and a sense of separation from his friends. So that is, it is real. We are not Mayavadis. So we are not Mayavadis, it is real. But we need to know how to develop. If we don't develop such relationships in a Krishna conscious way, then it will come out in very nasty, perverted ways. It will come in very unpalatable, perverted ways actually. And then, so while we may think that, you know, it will be a waste of time to invest that time in sitting with Vaishnavas and establishing a relationship, eventually over a period of time that lack of fulfillment, that lack of that vacuum will comes out in such unpalatable, nasty ways actually. So therefore, better we realize and invest it in the right way. So, our guiding light should be people like, you know, we can see in our own spiritual master, and then you can see, you know, जयद्वैत महाराज, गिरिराज महाराज, तमाल कृष्ण महाराज, भुरीजन प्रभु, सचिनंदन महाराज, इंद्रद्युम्न महाराज, बीबी गोविंद महाराज, केशव भारती महाराज, नो ईगरली लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड फॉर द कार्तिक मंथ सो दैट दे कैन निरंजन स्वामी महाराज सो दैट दे कैन ऑल कम टुगेदर एंड स्पेंड टाइम विथ ईच अदर एंड ईगरली यू रीड इंद्रद्युम्न स्वामी महाराज बुक्स यू नो हाउ ही You know, the kind of friendships that he had earned with his god brothers. That is why these people are thriving. Fame anyway comes their way, but the reason for their thriving in Krishna consciousness is actually relationships. Solid, really good relationships. You know, the way Maharaj left everything and stayed with Bhaktidevta Maharaj for months together. And Indradyumna Maharaj, you know how he stayed with Sridhar Maharaj during his last days. So there's a long description in Diary of the Traveling Preacher. Very beautiful, very heart-touching episodes. The kind of relationship shared between Sridhar Maharaj and Indradyumna Maharaj. And he writes about Bibi Govind Maharaj and Indradyumna Maharaj. He shares. अरे कितना volumes है?
नहीं
वही कौन से volume? 1, 2, 3, 4. ना याद नहीं है मुझे. But you should read it actually. Really very heart touching. Yamuna Mataji's book. If you want to know Vaishnava relationships, the practice. Practical manual is Yamuna Mataji's biography.
Part 2 mein,
such a touching description. It is so, literally in every page, tears comes out of your eyes. So wonderful. The kind of emails that she writes, encouraging devotees. The kind of relationships that she had. Such a powerful... I mean, it's such a fortune that it got published. Otherwise, it would have been lost. You know, I'm very glad, you know, they all shared the email transactions, the letters that she writes. So wonderful. Such an inspiring, this thing. And how people actually literally surrendered their lives out of love and affection. Really amazing. You know, the emails that she writes to Kartamas Prabhu, those emails are like very Nimesh Prabhu, very really amazing. These were not even very sincere devotees in the beginning, but she invested so much love. So here Maharaj writes, we need to be vigilant and alert to quickly recognize this weed of Pratishtha. If we allow this to stay on, all our chanting and hearing will not serve our spiritual advancement, but it will only help to grow Pratishtha under family. We do not perform our bhakti for the recognition of others. It is not that we should be recognized, but that Krishna is recognized. Pratishtha is like poison. If we swallow it, it will poison us. If fame comes to us, be aware that it is by the mercy of our Guru. What is the cure for this desire for fame? Raghunath Das Goswami says, Sevasva Prabhudaita Samantam. Serve the leader of those who are dear to the Lord. He compares such a devotee to a powerful general. The desire for fame is strong. So we need some force to remove it. A pure devotee. Military action is required for this. If we want this desire to be removed, we need a special squad. A real devotee whom we should serve. He will bring love into our hearts. There are two effects when we meet such devotees. What happens? Love will come into our hearts. And second, material attachments, fear of material existence and other obstacles are destroyed. Please serve a pure devotee, giving your best and forgetting your own concern. Then we will feel, I am so different, so enlivened. By this contact with a pure devotee, something wonderful happens. Find such a devotee, then associate and serve such a person. Dullness, fearfulness, and ignorance will be destroyed. The fire of devotees will dispel darkness in your heart. Great devotees are like a sacrificial fire. Darkness will go and Krishna will appear. But as long as the desire for pratishtha is preeminent in the heart, cheating of others and ourselves will not be driven away. We need a transfusion of the Lord's potency, which will come through the pure devotee and empower us. We may say, we have heard all about this before, but such exalted association is very rarely attained. What to do if we can't find such an exalted devotee is given in verse 8 of Manasiksha. Next verse, may. What should we do if such an exalted devotee is not found? Why is the association of exalted devotees so powerful? The Lord is finding rest only in the hearts of His devotees. Tomara Hridaye Sada Govinda Vishram. When He can repose, where He can repose and rest in peace. He cannot rest in the hearts of the karmis or yogis because they have selfish desires. But He can do so in the hearts of the devotees because they want to satisfy Him. Let us consider the gopis' meditation on Krishna. How they see Krishna and install Him in their hearts. Early in the morning, Krishna leaves the village of Vrindavan with the cowherd boys. The gopis stay behind. They feel deep, deep longing for Krishna. In order to soothe their hearts, they assemble in one place to talk about Krishna. As they are just starting to talk about Krishna, the sound of Krishna's flute carried by His dear servant, the wind, enters into Vrindavan. As the gopis hear this sound, their inner eyes open, and through the eyes of the flute, through the vani of Krishna, they see a scene that is beyond description, rendering them speechless. They sit there, all seeing the same scene, but they cannot talk about it. But Shukadeva Goswami describes it. Krishna is wearing a peacock feather ornament on His head and the blue trumpet-shaped Karnikara flowers on His ears. Baraha Pedam Natavara Vapu Karnayor Karnikara. More verse. His hips are decorated by a yellow garment as brilliant as gold and the Vaijayanti garland is moving on His chest. Krishna is in the mood of the greatest dancers as He enters the forest of Vrindavan and He beautifies it with the marks of His footprints. He fills the holes of His flute with the nectar of His lips and all the cowherd boys sing His glories. Krishna is dressed as a dancer decorated with different lotus flowers, mango sprouts and clusters of flowers and buds. The clay of Vrindavan's earth is used to draw designs on His cheeks in yellow and reddish colors. He is dressed like a dancer ready to enter the stage. Even ordinary life, just before entering a stage, a certain Shakti enters the performer. जब स्टेज में आया ही गेट्स एम्पावर्ड. जब प्रैक्टिस का टाइम जो नहीं होता है वो स्टेज का टाइम एकदम है
गलत एक्सपीरियंस रहेगा. जब प्रैक्टिस का टाइम लोग नहीं करते वो स्टेज पे ही कर देते.
सिमिलरली कृष्णा इज फुल ऑफ एक्साइटमेंट. The moment he enters the forest with the beautiful dress and mood, Krishna starts to dance. The form that makes every living entity dance also dances. In other avatars, Krishna is not so fond of dancing. But as Krishna, he is. And he makes others dance too. Peacocks dance, swans dance, gopas dance. Even when he kills a demon, at the height of the fight, Krishna dances. Even when he does something as serious as lifting Govardhan Hill, he starts to dance. Because he is the Lord of Rasa, joy. Seeing him, all the devatas start to dance. Krishna is Natavara. In contrast, Shiva is Nataraj, who performs the dance of destruction. Krishna never destroys when he dances. He elegantly inundates the world with waves of bliss. He is the Lord of joy and the Lord of dance. When Krishna goes into the forest, he brings it to life with his presence. Once he has entered the forest, the Vrajavasis, with the exception of the cowherd boys and cows, turn back to go to the village. Some of them are carried back because they fainted. The moment Krishna is just with the boys, his feet start to dance in such a way that the art of dancing becomes ashamed. Then his ankle bells start to sound. Krishna wants to really move when he dances. So he takes his chadar and ties it around his waist. Then the garland dances and Krishna's eyes, more beautiful than a baby deer's, also dance. His eyebrows dance, his makara shaped earrings dance, everything dances. Even the peacock feather begins to dance. There is not a single part of Krishna's body that is not dancing. In such a way, he makes the whole world dance. Krishna's makara earrings are expert in teaching his eyes how to dance. He pleases all directions with the luster of his golden cloth that sways in the gentle breeze. His luster is emanating in bluish waves. His dance is multidimensional, covering the whole forest of Vrindavan. The luster of his dhoti is like the light-colored Ganga, and the luster of his body is like the dark Yamuna. Together it appears as if there is a confluence between the Ganga and Yamuna. When Radharani hears about Krishna's dancing from Kundalata, she drinks the information as if her ears are cups. She closes her eyes and internally sees Krishna dancing with the gopas. She faints from the effect of two kinds of nectar, katha and internal meditation. She is hearing the katha from Kundalata and internally she is meditating. As Radha falls down, Krishna knows that she has fainted and he tells the wind to awaken her. The wind then carries his fragrance to wake Radharani. In summary, in verse 7, we have heard about the main obstacle. So, ye whole description mein, why Maharaj is giving this description?
Because he is doing his dance kar rahe na, hamare hriday mein. Ye dance ke bare mein bataya.
So, therefore, he is telling about this dance. Allow this dance to happen.
Ye to pratishtha ka dance chal raha hai udhar pura.
And in this whole dance, there is nothing about you. It is all about Krishna. In summary, In verse 7, we have heard about the main obstacle from which other obstacles grow. It's the desire for fame. In Buddhism, it is called self-indulgence. We are then not absorbed in Krishna, but in our own glories, and thus we try to control our environment to get our glorification. It's very subtle and sometimes difficult to recognize. We need the association of a pure devotee. We will hear in text 8 how to find such a devotee. We have discussed the greatest devotees, the gopis, and their vision of Krishna, and we have tried to see through their eyes. Hopefully, at least for a fraction of a second, while reading the description, we could contact Krishna's beautiful form, his qualities, and his playfulness. We can do this when we read the Shastras. See through the eyes of these great devotees. After some time, we will not be interested anymore in the desires of an unfulfilled heart. So, therefore, if you see in the whole of Manasiksha, for practically all the obstacles, the solution is association of devotees only. But when we can call upon the devotees?
We have a relationship.
Only when we have invested in developing a relationship. Otherwise, we cannot call. You cannot call an admirer and share your struggles. The moment you start sharing, his admiration will go away. मैं आपको क्या सोचा आप क्या निकले
तो निकला
गुड बाय
मैं निकला
मैं निकला अभी सो दैट इज बट अ ट्रू फ्रेंड ही विल ही इज विथ यू डिस्पाइट आवर स्ट्रगल्स So therefore, this is a very powerful point. You know, practically in every verse, he talks about Gurav Goshte me, Sujane. And then the second is Nadharmam Nadharmam Shrutigana Yuktam Kilakuru Mukunda Preshtatve. Second verse. థర్డ్ వర్స్ యదిచ్చే రావాసం స్వరూపం శ్రీరూపం సగణమిహ తస్యాగ్రజమపి అండ్ దెన్ ద ఫోర్త్ వర్స్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ యునో ప్రజల్ప
అండ్
ముక్తిగత అండ్ దెన్ ఇన్ ద వెన్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద అనర్థస్ లస్ట్ యాంగర్ ఎన్వీ గ్రీడ్ ఇల్యూజన్ ప్రైడ్ హీ సేస్ Call out for the devotees. Bakabid Vartma Pagane. And in the sixth verse, he talks about. So in that he talks about prayers. Our own prayers. And if we have well-wishing friends, they can offer heartfelt prayers. And in this verse, when he is talking about Pratishtasha, he says, serving a pure Vaishnava. So, I think we will pause here and take Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj's commentary kallam shuru karenge. Kyunki abhi hai time hai, but you want to start it now?
Padh lete hain.
Everyone can share.